Well, greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, thank you, Lord, for making this possible. Thank you for blessing our brethren out there, Lord, and protecting them from these things that are coming. Let your angels be with them and round about them. In your Psalm 91 Passover. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, I'm going to update a series that we did. We're going to call it Escaping Continuous Contagion, number 3. And we're going to talk first about the apostate leadership of God's people being removed, which is a swamp that God has promised to drain. History has to repeat, because the Bible says so. Ecclesiastes 1, 9, and 10 says, "That which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done. And there's no new thing under the sun. Is there a thing whereof it may be said, See, this is new? It hath been long ago, in the ages which were before us." So we're just repeating history. And history shows that before the deep state Babylon is completely taken down by Cyrus Trump, deep state must take down the apostate leadership of God's people. And this is because the people in Babylonish religious bondage must be set free to follow the Moses-type reformer, man-child leadership into the tribulation wilderness. Ezekiel 12 through 16 says, "And the prince," now this is Zedekiah speaking about here, representing the apostate leadership of God's people at the time when they were taken into captivity, "And the prince that is among them shall bear upon his shoulder in the dark, and shall go forth. They shall dig through the wall to carry out thereby, and he shall cover his face, because he shall not see the land with his eyes. My net also will I spread upon him, and he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans. Yet shall he not see it, though he shall die there. And I will scatter towards every wind all that are round about him to help him." That was his mighty men that were around him when he fled Babylon and got caught. "And all his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall disperse them among the nations and scatter them through the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from famine, and from pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the nations whither they are come. And they shall know that I am the Lord." Well, while we agree that Babylonish religious leadership is already in captivity, spiritually speaking, they're still in control, and that must be removed, okay? I'll tell you in a minute why, but Jeremiah 21, 4 through 10, both of these texts we've received in our morning meeting by faith at random, where the Lord speaks to us quite regularly about this situation. "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel." Israel, of course, represents God's New Testament people today. They're a type and a shadow, as Paul said. "Behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith you fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans that besiege you without the walls. And I will gather them into the midst of this city. And I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and in wrath and in great indignation." Why is this? Well, it's because they have departed from the covenant as written to make up their own covenant and their own Jesus, right? This is why. God's had enough. Everything has to change now because the saints need to follow a reformer ministry into the wilderness, okay? And I will smite the inhabitants of this city. That's the apostate Jerusalem leadership, both man and beast, and they shall die of a great pestilence. There is a great pestilence coming. And afterward, says the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, and the people, even such as are left in this city, from the pestilence, from the sword, and from the famine, into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those that seek their life. He shall smite them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them, neither have pity, nor have mercy. And unto this people thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. He that abideth in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. Again, this city represents apostate leadership over God's people. Okay, if a person doesn't come out from among them, the Lord is threatening. But he that goeth out and passeth over to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. And of course, they did capture quite a few, brought them in captivity. Others were still in the land when they left. Some of them went down to Egypt and got destroyed down there by Nebuchadrezzar, right? For I have set my face against this city for evil, and not for good, says the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. Well, like these two texts, we still get regular warnings in our morning meetings that Babylon will strike again, and they will be coming against, especially the leadership, but also the people of God. And the Lord showed us that we could not pray away completely the effects of this deep state plague, except, of course, for the righteous. For he would use them to drain the swamp in the church and even take some home who are innocent. Yeah. Let me say that we're watching victories out there. Some of you are not, you know, maybe not in on all this, but the alliance is slowly wiping out the deep state leadership. But this is making them very excited and worried and anxious and wanting to do something to back off the alliance. Okay, there's a link here. You can, you know, check me out on this. And of course, they're getting captured and they're ratting out one another, so they're constantly getting more information, you know. Here's a link of the realrawnews.com, and you can look at the categories there, and you can see that they're rounding these people up. And this has been happening for years, you know, during the Trump administration, which is still in there, I believe. And it is a huge job. Cyrus won battles before he took the city of Babylon. The fact that he's winning battles does not mean he's won the war yet. Okay, and but he's on his way. He'll be in there, you know. So confusion comes. Now, you may think this is crazy, but it's not. It's happening. There's plenty of proof of it. And this confusion comes when people see someone in public who looks like the person arrested. They say, no, he hadn't been arrested. Well, if you just compare them, for instance, if you compare the Biden we have today with the Biden that was 2.5 years ago, you'll find out they're two different people. Yeah. And it's done on the internet. So both the deep state and the alliance are replacing these people with doubles or clones for, of course, opposite purposes. Okay? They're playing a part for the alliance, but the deep state wants somebody in there with the same authority so they can continue doing what they're doing. Well, before Trump was elected the first time, I told you that he would be. And then I told you history would repeat and that he is God's modern day Cyrus, who conquered the Babylonians, the deep state, if you will, and set the people of God free from Babylonish apostasy, in order to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, which is God's people. In other words, the kingdom of God is being rebuilt. It's going to be rebuilt. So over 4.5 years ago, I warned you when the Lord told us that man-made plagues were coming to destroy multitudes. And at that time, God gave us dreams of particular enemies that were going to be killed by God in the religious and secular realm by the plagues. But this hasn't happened yet. Some of the people that we've seen haven't been taken out yet, and we know they will be. So we know something more and bigger is still coming. So stay with me. Now, the deep state is losing the battle with the Alliance, and they're desperate to cause enough pain that the Alliance will back off their prosecution and execution of the deep state murderers. And these depopulationists or eugenicists have released worse plagues, just like the ones in Revelations, which the Lord has said there's going to be no cure for but His. And, of course, we've got the cure on our site, His cure, very plainly in a small book, God's Vaccines, on the front of page of our site. We'll put a link to it here. So desperate people do desperate things, like loose more and worse plagues. They hold this threat over the Alliance, and the Alliance wants to nip away at them and bring them down, but not bring them to the place where they'll release these terrible plagues, you know. So this is they both have their arguments. I believe that a quarantine lockdown is still coming. And, of course, you've been told by them many times to get supplies, and it's going to be to stay indoors because they're going to do a D-class. COVID-19 is not the real killer. The deep state population control vaccine is the real killer up until this point. But studies have shown that Marburg, Ebola, and AIDS are in the fake vaccine too, and also ready to be released, and also by other means too. I mean, like from the air, okay? No, that's a fact, okay? They've been fogging us pretty good over here, but we're immune, so praise God. So, yeah, here, I'll give you a couple of links here that you can look at about Marburg, Ebola, and AIDS being found in the vaccine. And it can be released. They have little computer chips in there, as it's been pointed out, to be able to do these things. So I'll let you go and read the whole story there, but this is important. It's not over. And the booster shot is 10 times more deadly than the first two jabs. And some received placebos, a saline solution, in the beginning so that the crime wouldn't be discerned immediately. I mean, if everybody got sick immediately, they would know it, you know. But some people don't have anything wrong, and they don't show any signs. And that's probably because they were given the saline solution. This was well thought out, okay. So we're going to talk about this death jab. James Redpill said Dr. Vladimir Zelenko dropped many proofs. I did watch this video. It's very good. Of the depopulation conspiracy that's going on. And very few medical experts have had the courage to speak out about the demonic Democrats' dastardly depopulation plan. Right? I'll give you a link for that. I'm basically pointing you towards a bunch of information. The most important information, of course, is the Bible, because that's where you're going to get faith to believe to make it through this, right? The real believers are about to show up, right? And also, smallpox has conveniently been discovered at the CDC, which is, of course, deep state to the core. This was a statement, okay? And you can say that this is either a distraction from the vaccine plagues that I just talked about, or it's a threat of greater things coming if the alliance doesn't back off the arrests. Okay, I'll give you a link for that here. So you can look at this. CIA spooks are attempting to defect to the alliance. But we know these people from our own deep state faction because they have the exact same demons, the same lusts. And they, what they want to do, and they have tried with us too, to sneak back in, but they're not capable of repenting of witchcraft, fornication, perversion, hatred, slander, lying, stealing, on and on. They're not capable of repenting. And they can't confess it. They will never confess their sins, so therefore they are not repenting, and they just want to come back in like they are. But we tell them no. If you can't confess your sins, you are not repenting. And that's the same with these guys. And I suggest that they take them into custody and give them a chance to tell the known truth, because the NSA has the truth. And this will, of course, prove who they are, that they're liars. On November the 11th, Missy Pollack sent this, A Deadly Winter, by Glenda Lomax on 9/21/19. She said, "Prepare, my children, for an intense winter comes your way, and death rides on its winds. There will be much lack and hunger and need of heat. Your little ones will starve if you do not prepare. Prepare, for darkness comes your way." Let me say prepare here has more than one meaning. Prepare is to believe what the Bible tells you, that my God shall supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Okay? But you can also get stuff in your house so God can have something to multiply. If it runs out, you can still multiply it, right? So be it unto you according to your faith. I'm not telling you exactly how to do this, you know, but I'm telling you according to your faith. So she went on to say, or prophesy, "This is not a winter such as you have seen before. This one brings new dangers. I warn that you may prepare. Many will not heed my warning, and death will claim them. This is a time to walk in much wisdom and prudence, that you may be spared from the jaws of death a little longer. Prepare for lack, for hunger, for cold. Prepare that you may stay warm in this time." Amen. Warn your loved ones, a deadly winter comes your way. And she gives Proverbs 6:6-8. "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest." Hebrews 11:7. "By faith Noah, being prepared of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." And Proverbs 22:3. "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." True. And we'll give you a link here to her site where that message is, and also where it is in video. Below is more detail about what Glenda saw in the spirit concerning the dark winter. She said, quote, "This is a little more detail on the deadly winter and a couple more things I have not been able to shake about what is soon coming. The next 2 days after I made the deadly winter video, I kept seeing in my spirit that people were dying in their houses, and no one could come and remove the bodies." She has a thought there. She goes on to say, "I also saw that no police or ambulances were running." My thought is it's because of the fear of contagion of the pestilences. Okay, that's very simple. And then I'll give you a link here. Yes, I do think it will be like A.A. Allen's vision of being sprayed from planes and killing very quickly, possibly paralyzing the lungs like the pestilent coral snake snow in Eve's dream. Okay, I'm going to read you a little piece of this revelation. This is a vision to evangelist A.A. Allen in the 1950s. As I looked, suddenly from the sky, I saw a giant hand reach down. That giant hand was reaching out towards the Statue of Liberty. Notice it's not just talking about America, it's the Statue of Liberty. It's a symbol of liberty or freedom. Okay. In a moment, her gleaming torch was torn from her hand. I would say lockdowns and all the stuff they're trying to put you under is not freedom, right? And in it instead was placed a cup. And I saw protruding from that great cup a giant sword, shining as if a great light had been turned upon its glistening edge. Never before had I seen such a sharp, glistening, dangerous sword. It seemed to threaten all the world. Yes, that's true. As the great cup was placed in the hand of the Statue of Liberty, I heard these words. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, drink ye, be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more, because of the sword which I will send. And as I heard these words, I recognized them as a quotation from Jeremiah 25 and 27. I was amazed to hear the Statue of Liberty speak out in reply. Quote, I will not drink, unquote. Then as the voice of the thunder, I heard again the voice of the Lord saying, quote, you shall certainly drink, unquote, Jeremiah 25 and 28. Then suddenly the giant hand forced the cup to the lips of the Statue of Liberty, and she became powerless to defend herself. The mighty hand of God forced her to drink every drop from the cup. And as she drank the bitter dregs, these were the words that I heard. Should you be utterly unpunished? You shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, says the Lord of hosts. Jeremiah 27 and 29. And when the cup was withdrawn from the lips of the Statue of Liberty, I noticed the sword was missing from the cup, which could only mean one thing. The contents of the cup had been completely consumed. I knew that the sword merely typified war, death, destruction, which is no doubt on the way. I would say it's more than that. It's pestilence, as he will show clearly what we know about today, chemtrails, okay? So, I saw the Statue of Liberty become unsteady on her feet and begin to stagger and to lose her balance. I saw her splashing in the gulf, trying to regain her balance. And I saw her stagger again and fall to her knees. As I saw her desperate attempts to regain her balance and rise to her feet again, my heart was moved as never before with compassion for her struggles. But as she staggered there in the gulf, once again I heard these words, drink ye, and be drunken, and spew, and fall, and rise no more because of the sword which I will ascend among you. Jeremiah 25:37. I'm just using clips here to get the main story out, okay? Then as I watched, another amazing thing was taking place. Far to the northwest, and just out over Alaska, a huge black cloud was rising. As it rose, it was as black as night. It seemed to be in the shape of a man's head. As it continued to arise, I observed two light spots in the black cloud. It rose further, and a gaping hole appeared. I could see that the black cloud was taking the shape of a skull. For now, the huge, white, gaping mouth was plainly visible, and finally the head was complete. Then the shoulders began to appear, and on either side long black arms. I'll tell you, I have seen out on the highway here a layer of black, I'm talking black, clouds. And right above them, touching them, it seemed, was perfectly white clouds. And I'm saying, now, this cannot happen. You know, that's, water vapor does not do that. It drifted from, the west towards the east. And when I turned around and came back, I saw it going to my left. And I began to neutralize the garbage that they had sprayed. I live at the top of a mountain. And as I'm walking down, I can see in the middle of the day, it's like a fog down in the valley. There is no fog here in the middle of the day. But they were spraying, constantly back and forth. And it's heavier than air, so it just goes right down to the lowest point. And yep, that's it. So they're doing it. Then the shoulders began to appear, and on either side, long black arms. It seemed that what I saw was the entire North American continent, spread out like a map upon a table, with this terrible skeleton-formed cloud arising from behind the table. It rose steadily until the form was visible down to the waist, and at the waist the skeleton seemed to bend towards the United States, stretching forth a hand towards the east and one towards the west, one towards New York and one towards Seattle. And as the awful form stretched forward, I could see that its entire attention seemed to be focused upon the United States, overlooking Canada, at least for the time being. And as I saw the horrible black cloud in the form of a skeleton bending towards America, bending from the waist over, reaching down towards Chicago and out towards both coasts, I knew its one interest was to destroy the multitudes. He said, for the time being, you know what? This is a depopulation effort. They're starting on the West. If they are successful with the West, all you other nations out there better beware, okay? Because mainly that's who this has hit so far, and that's where the chemtrails are constantly. As I watched in horror, the great black cloud stopped just above the Great Lakes region and turned its face towards New York City. Then out of the horrible great gaping mouth began to appear wisps of white vapor, which looked like smoke, yep, I've seen it, as a cigarette smoker would blow puffs of smoke from his mouth. And these whitish vapors were being blown towards New York City. The smoke began to spread until it had covered all of the eastern part of the United States. I've seen satellite pictures of the chemtrails rode up. You know, it's amazing. It's very plain what this is, you know. Then the skeleton turned to the west, and out of the horrible mouth and nostrils came another great puff of white smoke. This time it was blown in the direction of the west coast. In a few moments' time, the entire west coast and Los Angeles area were covered with its vapors. Then towards the center came a third great puff. As I watched, St. Louis and Kansas City were enveloped in its white vapors. Then on they came towards New Orleans, and then on they swept until they reached the Statue of Liberty, where she stood staggering drunkenly in the blue waters of the Gulf. And as the white vapors began to spread around the head of the statue, she took in but one gasping breath and then began to cough as though to rid her lungs of the horrible vapors she had inhaled. Have you known people to do that? Well, of course. One could readily discern by the coughing that those white vapors had seared her lungs. And as I watched, the coughing grew worse. It sounded like a person about to cough out their lungs. The Statue of Liberty was moaning and groaning. She was in mortal agony, and the pain must have been terrific, as again and again she tried to clear her lungs of those horrible white vapors. I watched her there in the gulf as she staggered, clutching her lungs and her breast with her hands, and then she fell to her knees. In a moment she gave one final cough, made a last desperate effort to rise from her knees, and then fell face forward into the waters of the gulf and lay still as death. Well, tears ran down my face as I realized that she was dead. Only the lapping of the waves splashing over her body, which was partly under the water and partly out of the water, broke the stillness. Now, I'm just going to say that I don't believe that this is saying that all of the U.S. will die, but liberty will die. The lockdown that's surely going to follow these plagues that we just got through speaking about will take away liberty. And I think the U.S. will make a recovery because it has a work to do in the tribulation. I'll read on. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. Well, that, I believe, was the Assyrian army, and they had conquered all the northern 10 tribes and all of Judah too, until they got to the bride, and then God smote them. Okay? And so it was in Joel chapter 2 too, right? And suddenly the silence was shattered by the screaming of sirens. The sirens seemed to scream, "Run for your lives!" Never before had I heard such shrill, screaming sirens. They seemed to be everywhere, to the north, south, east, and west. There seemed to be multitudes of sirens, and as I looked, I saw people everywhere running. But it seemed none of them ran more than a few paces, and then they fell. And even as I had seen the Statue of Liberty struggling to regain her poise and balance and finally falling for the last time to die on her face, I now saw millions of people falling in the streets, on the sidewalks, struggling, and I heard their screams for mercy and help. I heard their horrible coughing, as though their lungs had been seared with fire. I heard the moanings and groanings of the doomed and the dying. And as I watched, a few finally reached shelters, but only a few ever got to the shelters. And above the moaning and the groaning of the dying multitudes, I heard these words: "A noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the sword, says the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coasts of the earth, and the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth, and they shall not be lamented, neither gathered nor buried, and they shall be dung upon the ground." Jeremiah 25:31-33. So, then to my ears came another sound, a sound of distant singing. It was the sweetest music I'd ever heard. There was joyful shouting and sounds of happy laughter. Immediately I knew it was the rejoicing of the saints of God. I looked, and there, high in the heavens, above the smoke and the poisonous gases, above the noise of the battle, I saw a huge mountain. It seemed to be of solid rock. And I knew at once that this was the mountain of the Lord. The sounds of music and rejoicing were coming from a cleft high up in the side of the rock mountain. It was the saints of God who were doing the rejoicing. It was God's own people who were singing and dancing and shouting with joy, safe from all the harm which had come upon the earth, for they were hidden away in the cleft of the rock. And there in the cleft they were shut in, protected by a great giant hand which reached out of the heavens and which was none other than the hand of God, shutting them in until the storm be overpast. All right. Okay, and Missy also found this. It was Glenda Lomax's The Next Plague Will Be Worse, she says. This was 10 to 20. And so Missy had some notes in here too. I was thinking this week about how winter is coming. COVID-19 is still hanging around, and that I saw another plague coming before COVID-19 is gone. Well, they're claiming it's not gone, even though we know COVID-19 is nothing. It's the vaccine that's killing people, right? And this next one is more deadly and kills faster. It keeps coming back to me, so I need to make clear what I keep seeing. This is not a thus saith the Lord. This is a I saw this and believe it is coming. The next plague, of course, there's a link here, so you can look at that, will be released by someone, it looks like, in mild weather or in an area where there is mild weather at the time. In the spirit, I hear a hissing, like the sound of an aerosol can that makes. And I wondered if the virus is in a container that the person's open and just sets it down somewhere. Well, Missy put a note here. She said, from what she describes, it makes me think of being sprayed from the planes. This may be what Eve saw in her dream with the poisonous snakes, deadly snow falling. Okay. This new plague will kill very quickly, says Glenda. I keep hearing 3 days, and you will see it on people. Some kind of sores on their upper bodies. Now, we have some 3 days of darkness coming, says the Alliance. Could that be a time for them to release this? I think they're going to do it to try to stop the global currency reset, which is going to plunder the deep state. They've been trying to do this. They've been threatening. And it appears the Alliance is pushing on through. Some kind of sores on their upper bodies. They look about an inch or so across to me, and there are lots of them. That looks more like smallpox, that particular one. However, you know, they've got these three already in people, ready to be released all over the nation. I can't see their lower bodies. I think they're wearing pants, and it makes them very ill, and they don't last long. The one is 100% released by man. This one is 100% released by man and done on purpose. And it has to do with blaming someone. Something about releasing it has to do with wanting to cause blame. Okay, well, Glenda had her idea here. I'm going to share my idea, and that is that the deep state is releasing this, but they will surely blame Trump because conservatives are forsaking their vaccines. All right? And, of course, they're claiming their vaccines are still beneficial. But everybody's learning they're lying. And let me tell you, when they release this last one, I believe the world is going to turn against them. I believe they've shot themselves in the foot. I believe the world is going to go after them with all they've got. So, because this virus will be released on purpose and to cause blame, there will be no warning whatsoever when the mystery illness starts killing people. Well, we know Marburg, AIDS, and Ebola will spread from the vaccinated, as we have seen, but smallpox can spread from planes very easily too. She went on to say it will spread very fast from these people. May God have mercy on. How could it spread any faster than being loaded up in the vaccines that spread out all across the nation? I mean, it could actually happen at one time everywhere, you know. So she said it'll spread very fast. May God have mercy on his own. And seeing this plague in the spirit again made me think of the following verse. I'm not saying this plague is a judgment. It is. He did not say that, only that it brought this verse to mind. And so she says, take refuge from the coming judgment. Isaiah 26 and 20. Come, my people, enter into your chambers and shut the doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. That's as in A.A. Allen's Saints in the Cleft of the Rock, isn't it? Yes. And Missy sent this on 11/16/21. She said, quote, this may be the new plague released that Glenda Lomax saw since there were sores on people. The article says that there's a concern that it could be released as a bioweapon. The vaccine for it is very harmful, of course, and would not be good to vaccinate people except in extreme cases. There have been more people died from vaccines through history than the diseases themselves. This is a fact, okay? So, anyway, here's a link that she gives. According to the Mayo Clinic, smallpox is a contagious, disfiguring, and often deadly disease that has affected humans for thousands of years. Naturally occurring smallpox was wiped out worldwide by 1980, the result of an unprecedented global immunization campaign. Samples of smallpox virus have been kept for research purposes, and advances in synthetic biology have made it possible to create smallpox from published amino acid sequences. And this has led to concerns that smallpox could someday be used as a biological warfare agent. Yes, I don't think they've ever made a weapon that they didn't use, right? No cure or treatment for smallpox exists. A vaccine can prevent smallpox, but the risk of the vaccine side effects is too high to justify routine vaccination for people at low risk of exposure to the smallpox virus. The first symptoms of smallpox usually appear 10 to 14 days after you're infected. And during the incubation period of 7 to 17 days, you look and feel healthy and can't infect others. Following the incubation period, a sudden onset of flu-like signs and symptoms occurs. And a few days later, flat red spots appear first on your face, hands, and forearms, and later on your trunk. And within a day or two, many of these lesions turn into small blisters filled with clear fluid, which then turns into pus. Scabs begin to form 8 to 9 days later and eventually fall off, leaving deep pitted scars. Lesions also develop in the mucous membranes of your nose, mouth, and quickly turn into sores that break open. Well, I wrote an email to President Trump in 2020. I said, prepare for a second plague, not like the first. I told you that COVID-19 did not fulfill all that the Lord told us 3 years ago that he would do with the plague to bring down the factions and apostates, and that I expected more plague. Then we received this. This was in the email to the president. I did ask the Lord to tell me if that at least the idea was going to make it to the president, and I got a vision of me being in a long line to go see the president. I saw a cracked door over to my right. I got out of the line, went through the cracked door, and I was in the presence of the president. So what the Lord was saying to me is, yeah, it's going to get to him, right? So this was in that email, and it was July 6, 2020. William Steenland had this dream. In this dream, the Lord allowed me to follow the Satanists into a very rich, high-rise, private apartment condo in New York. I knew that they had infiltrated the CDC and the WHO, the World Health Organization. They did. They've been bought and paid for. And were executing a plan for their satanic New World Order. The dream changed, and I was still in the same condo at a small medical facility where people were dropping like flies from some unknown pathogen or contagion. There were three women and two men who were so sick that they were unable to function. I tried to grab the one woman closest to me when she was falling, and in the dream I knew that the elite were experimenting with the next plandemic. I said, ma'am, what's wrong? Get up. And again, but she was dead. I went over to the nurse, who was in a back room. I could tell she knew something and was divided about it. She was very sad and on her knees. I knew it was partially because she was totally helpless to assist or medicate the sick that were there. I picked her up off the ground and somewhat screamed at her, "What is happening to these people?" She told me, "Don't ask me that question." And she cried in fear and sadness, and I yelled again for her to tell me everything you know. What's happening to these people? She again told me not to ask that question. She knew they were victims of a trial run for the next pandemic. In the dream, I just knew it. And that's the info that kept coming to me in the dream. The next plandemic and a trial run experiment. Yeah. Okay. Well, here's an article that was sent to us. The next scamdemic to be rolled out is Marburg virus. Again, you can take bits and pieces of all these and, you know, make your conclusions. But this was sent to us by Francis McKenzie on 10/12/21. The next scamdemic to be rolled out is Marburg. The adverse reactions to the current vax will be blamed on a deadly outbreak of Marburg. Special jab and tests are ready to be deployed. End game is depopulation. And then there's a link here. Please see previous posts starting here. Another link. Okay. So Marburg virus disease and the CDC. Marburg virus disease, MVD, is a rare but severe hemorrhagic fever which affects both people and non-human primates. MVD is caused by the Marburg virus, a genetically unique zoonotic or animal-borne RNA virus of the filovirus family. The six species of Ebola viruses are the only other known members of the filovirus family. Marburg virus was first recognized in 1967 when outbreaks of hemorrhagic fever occurred simultaneously in laboratories in Marburg and Frankfurt and Germany and in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, now Serbia. Simultaneously? 31 people became ill, initially laboratory workers, followed by several medical personnel and family members who had cared for them. Seven deaths were reported. The first people infected had been exposed to Ugandan imported African green monkeys or their tissues while conducting research. One additional case was diagnosed retrospectively. The reservoir host of Marburg virus is the African fruit bat, Rosettus aegyptiacus. It's very hard to pronounce. Fruit bats infected with Marburg virus do not show signs of illness. Primates, including people, can become infected with Marburg virus and may develop serious disease with high mortality. Further study is needed to determine if other species may also host the virus. I have a link here to Marburg virus if you want to look at it more closely. Urgent message from University Hospital Manager and academic Kieran Morrissey, with the video here that you can look at concerning this urgent message. And then another article here, COVID fades as hemorrhagic fever rises. Beware. And a link that you can look at. Beware of narrow thinking. You have suffered 18 months of fake pandemic and been assaulted from every direction. COVID is being more widely exposed as fake, and there is growing awareness that the vaccines are indeed a weapon of mass destruction. As this article warns, the globalists have had the next plan in place for years, and the weakened vax population will be truly on track to follow the Great Reset to a world population reduced by 6.5 billion people. Okay, so Kieran Morrissey here, a possible Marburg Rivax final solution, 9/22/21. While it would now appear from mainstream media's propaganda and the relaxation of some of the draconian restrictions on freedom that the war on the COVID pandemic war is being won, however, I believe that this is a ruse, a reinforcement part of a larger psyops to complete an ongoing eugenics agenda. Features of the COVID-19 pandemic are very worrying as follows. COVID-19 disease has now been overwhelmingly proven to be just another treatable cold/influenza, which was medically mismanaged by denying early treatment, which caused premature deaths in a very elderly and people with underlying health conditions. This gave the misconception that there were excess deaths occurring and created mass hysteria. Another bullet point. Mainstream media coverage of a possible Wuhan lab virus leak heightened the fear that a perceived sudden increase in deaths could have been the result of a deadly bioweapon escape and caused further panic to develop a vaccine to stop the spread of COVID. It was stated that this would take at least 10 years, further raising public fears. Well, let me say also, it came out in the area where 5G had just been turned on. It didn't go like a normal pandemic would, spreading to the outer skirts and so on and so forth. It stayed in the area of the 5G, which magnifies the problem. Okay, it damages lungs very, very similar to what they were saying COVID was doing. And when it spread into parts of Europe and so on and so forth, it still came in the areas where 5G was installed and turned on. So, very interesting. And now in more remote areas of Africa and so on and so forth, they didn't have that problem. And that's because they didn't have the 5G. Another bullet point here. The use of the now debunked real-time PCR test to diagnose COVID produced large numbers of positive results, dubbed cases without any symptoms, in other words, asymptomatic infections, which are known not to exist. And this further terrorized the population. We now know that at least 97% of those positive results were false due to the excessive cycle thresholds used in testing labs. Real-time PCR was developed as a research tool and is considered not suitable for diagnostic purposes. New COVID mRNA and viral vector gene therapy technology, or vaccine, injections were hastily developed. These injections were administered in a frenzy in a mass global unlicensed experiment without informed consent, causing many adverse reactions, including symptoms similar to the hemorrhagic fever. In other words, bleeding and clots. The clots and bleeding have been found to be caused by the spike proteins generated by the body in response to the injections. And this is compounded by an undisclosed ingredient, graphene oxide, in the injections, which is also known to cause clots and bleeding, and is obviously able to generate and come together in the person's body to form something that looks kind of like a computer chip. The first and second doses of the COVID injections have now weakened the overall health of the population, as can be seen by the current situation in hospitals, which are well above capacity during the summer months, with patients suffering adverse reactions from the injections, and many patients have symptoms similar to hemorrhagic fever. The planned COVID booster injections claimed to be necessary due to waning immunity of the initial vaccinations. Well, that's because they were destroying your immunity in your body, your natural immunity, which is more powerful than any vaccination. So I continue on here. Plus, proposed injection of children will undoubtedly cause more severe hemorrhagic fever-like symptoms and also be more widespread. During my research into the false claims of excess deaths caused by COVID-19 and the pseudosciences which support it, I have stumbled over some very worrying developments, which I will summarize due to the urgency I feel to highlight them to the public as follows. Bill Gates, Gavi, published an article on the 22nd of April 2021 titled "The Next Pandemic, Marburg," unquote. Did you hear that? Quote, "The Next Pandemic, Marburg?" question mark, unquote. There have been numerous mainstream media articles highlighting an upcoming threat, Marburg, and referencing the WHO in recent months. Marburg virus, there's links to all this, by the way, is a relative rare hemorrhagic fever which was first described in 1967, and there have only been a total of 376 related deaths and only 16 deaths since 2005. But they can do better than that now. Yeah. Primer Design developed a one-step real-time PCR test in 2018 for Marburg hemorrhagic fever. Why would they develop a test in 2018 for an illness which has not had a major outbreak since 2005? Solingenix are currently rushing to trial a ricin-rich vaccine, Rivax, for Marburg hemorrhagic fever. Rivax has fast-track designed for the prevention of ricin intoxication by the U.S. FDA. Approval of ricin toxin vaccine will utilize the FDA animal rule to eliminate the phase 1, 2, and 3 trials. Why such a rush now to trial a vaccine for which there has only been a total of 376 deaths since 1967 and only 16 deaths since 2005? The main component of the Rivax vaccine is ricin. This is a lectin and a highly potent toxin produced in the seeds of the castor oil plant. Solingenix shareholders include BlackRock Fund Advisors, Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC, etc. Ricin is a lectin and a highly potent toxin produced in the seeds of the castor oil plant. Ricin is very toxic if inhaled, injected, or ingested. It acts as a toxin by inhibiting protein synthesis. It prevents cells from assembling various amino acids into proteins according to the messages it receives from the messenger RNA in a process conducted by the cell's ribosome, the protein-making machinery. That is the most basic level of cell metabolism, essential to all living cells and thus to life itself. A paper titled Asymptomatic Infection of Marburg Virus was published by the NIH in January of 2021. The fabrication of the COVID-19 pandemic and its apparent failure to lead me to believe that there is a second phase or final solution at hand to catch the public while they are off guard. Hemorrhagic fever symptoms can be easily increased and made more visible by forcing COVID booster injections on the vulnerable. COVID injection injured patients who are now prisoners in hospitals and nursing homes, plus injecting children. The hemorrhagic fever symptoms would appear as a huge Marburg pandemic and could be confirmed by a new Marburg PCR test, causing mass hysteria like the world has never seen. RIVAX could be quickly deployed using the existing COVID injection infrastructure, and the public would be easily convinced to take it using PSYOPs on mainstream media. The toxic ricin in the RIVAX would kill billions of people very quickly and effectively before they realized what was happening, as the deaths would be attributed to Marburg hemorrhagic fever based on the symptoms. People who refused the RIVAX could be labeled as asymptomatic spreaders and placed in camps like they are doing in Australia, claimed to be a COVID protection measure. Yes, they've got it all figured out, folks, and pray. If you read my previous two COVID articles, you will have seen that I began this journey in early 2020 as a vaccine-hesitant person. As a result of my recent study of virology and immunology in an attempt to understand the SARS-CoV-2 virus, my previously held beliefs in the theories being peddled by official science and medicine has been completely upended. I now understand that Louis Pasteur fabricated his germ theory of disease in the 1950s, stating that invisible microorganisms known as pathogens or germs lead to disease. Pasteur's ideas on viruses were concocted upon similar theories going back to ancient Greece and Rome. Like a developing religion or cult rather than a real scientific discovery. I now believe that the theory developed by Antoine Béchamp, Pasteur's bitter rival, terrain theory, which states that microorganisms, germs, feed upon the poisonous material which they find in the sick organism and prepare it for excretion, which more similar to the natural immune response, which we know to be true. However, terrain theory has been actively blocked due to a bias for the germ theory by Big Pharma due to its immense profitability. Well, besides that, they're depopulationists. The practice of variolation dated back to 16th century in China and is the precursor of the first vaccine invented for smallpox in 1796 by English physician Edward Jenner. I have discovered that the widespread use of vaccines has killed far more people than they have saved. This is the facts. A bookkeeper, John D. Rockefeller, who made his fortune in the oil business, was the first philanthropist, and his foundations pioneered developments in medical research. The Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, founded in 1901, was in the forefront of the research in virology, and principal investigator Louis O. Kunkel had researched the biology and pathology of the mosaic virus diseases. So beginning in 1930, the Rockefeller Foundation provided financial support to the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute of Anthropology, Human Heredity, and Eugenics, which later inspired and conducted eugenics experiments in the Third Reich. You heard it right. They're murderers. The Rockefeller Empire, in tandem with Chase Manhattan Bank, now J.P. Morgan Chase, owns over half of the pharmaceutical interests in the United States today. No alternative approach to the germ theory in virology, immunology, or medicine, including the increasing use of vaccines, has been possible due to the indoctrination of the sciences by the most powerful and wealthy industry in the world, banking and big pharma, who now control mainstream media and all medical and scientific institutions. Yeah. Please do your own research. Quickly use your critical thinking and let us unite to stop this madness. I believe the Marburg-Rivax final solution could be deployed suddenly while we are relaxing after the worst of COVID and distracted by the now daily revelations on mainstream media regarding the government fraud and public health mismanagement which created the COVID emergency. Watch Kieran Morrissey's full uncensored interview from the Right Now, stream the full episode on iconic.com. So there's a link here. You can go there and read on it. So this next one is Marburg, AIDS, and Ebola in the Vax. Finnish naturopathic doctor Ariana Love says there's new research out of Spain supporting the idea that at least some batches of the coronavirus vaccine have graphene oxide in them. She tells Stu Peters that graphene oxide is included as a way to deliver nanotechnology into the blood of the vaccinated, as well as components of Ebola and the Marburg virus. Michelle Malkin has been one of the real warriors on the right over the past few years. She has a new article out, What Every Parent Must Know About Pfizer. She says Pfizer has a history of killing kids using the Marburg virus in vaccines, and she joins Stu to discuss the crimes the drug company got away with 25 years ago in Nigeria and is trying to get away with today. Yes, these are demon-possessed depopulationists. So this is one from Dr. Judy Mikovits, antidote for vaccine toxin and warns against dangerous fake one. Okay, before it's news, Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. In this stunning interview, which we have a link here for, Dr. Judy Mikovits joins Ann Vandersteel, who asks her whether COVID-19 is a real virus. Dr. Judy, who worked at Fort Detrick and who worked for years with Anthony Fauci at NIH, replies, no, COVID-19, the disease, is not caused by SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus. SARS-CoV-2, she says, is not a real human virus. It's a monkey virus grown in the Vero monkey cell line, always has been, just as SARS was created in that cell line, and the variants are in that cell line. So the disease, COVID, never satisfied any of Koch's postulates or Hill's criteria for a causative agent of a disease, because in order for the virus SARS-CoV-2 to have caused COVID, everybody with evidence of infection has to have disease. And what we know is, essentially, nobody with evidence of infection by that fraudulent PCR test that is now testing for SARS-CoV-2, and PCR does not test for an infectious virus. Nobody's sick, she says. This has a 99.7% survival rate, so there's no such thing as an asymptomatic carrier of a disease-causing virus. A virus either makes you sick or it doesn't. And what we know is that this disease caused COVID was caused by contaminated flu shots, which are all contaminated with coronaviruses. And they are every year, and that those viruses recombine. The test was testing for influenza. So this, at 4,000 people a day in January of 2021, were dying of influenza, and the CDC was labeling it, calling it COVID. We know that 5G and the measures, the remdesivir, so that which is killing people by shutting down their kidneys. They were using remdesivir, and of course, it was proven in the past to be deadly when given to people with lung problems, you know. And then the ventilators, those two together is what was passed down by the Rockefeller Institute to the hospitals to tell them what to do. So they're doing that. And it's deadly. It kills them. Of course, they're dying of the disease. No, they're dying from the remdesivir and the ventilators. So that which is killing people by shutting down their kidneys. Everything that have been done, the masks, the shots, the isolation, have caused the death and the destruction worldwide, not SARS-CoV-2. Ann says, so essentially COVID-19 is a marketing hype name to promote fear and to get people running to the doctors to get these PCR tests, which are, of course, completely falsely calibrated, and they're not measuring COVID-19. So, has COVID-19 ever been isolated in a lab then? Dr. Judy replies, SARS-CoV-2 has been isolated from Vero monkey kidney cells in a lab grown in. And then Anne interrupts, but not in people. Okay, so then Judy says, not from people to people. Judy says, not from a person with the disease and sending it to another. It's a lab virus. You understand that? They're talking about how contagious it is, but it's coming from a different source. I believe it's coming from the plains. Yeah. All the variants are their sequences in a database, and they always have been since 2003 and SARS. Anne asks, okay, so these COVID vaccines, or what they're touting to be vaccines, these shots, I call them clot shots, kill shots. What are they if they're not supposedly treating or preventing coronavirus? Well, they're synthetic. They're gene therapy, number one. They're not vaccines. They don't meet the legal or scientific definition of a vaccine, which is usually a piece of a virus or a bacteria or an attenuated virus, meaning weakened. You took out of part, that part usually kills you, and then you use that in a vaccine. Okay? The simple answer is they are injecting in you a deadly synthetic virus. Synthetic virus, you are expressing the deadliest, the spike protein from HIV, the XMRV, and the SARS. So the three deadliest plandemics of our time. You're injecting the disease, and you are shedding and spreading it. If your immune system cannot break down that synthetic lipid nanoparticle, okay, it's a synthetic virus. It's not a vaccine. Never was intended. And it's why we've been spreading the news. Dr. Judy says that the spike proteins in the flu and the COVID vaccines are shed and spread and have been for years. But the good news, she says, is that whether you get a real virus or a synthetic virus, the treatment is the same. Ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, and ozonated creams on your skin. And, of course, that's been working throughout the world except in the West where they are outlawing it, you know, and things. But more and more people are going back to it because they're getting their eyes opened, right? The only safe thing because of something that's coming that is not treatable with this stuff is the Lord's vaccine. This is why you need to study it now. So she goes on to say, keep your immune system healthy. Don't ever wear a mask because that cripples your own immune system. As you know from our book, The Truth About Masks. The good news is as long as people stop right now getting any other shot, we can heal this world. Because any other shot is going to kill you, and I mean a flu shot, because they have coronaviruses. And, of course, you still got 5G. And this is how they've driven this agenda for the past 30 years. They've weaponized SARS. They've weaponized Ebola. And that was in 2014 when Tony Fauci released that virus on the Sierra Leone, on the Liberians, you know, by way of a vaccine program. Yeah, he's done it before, you know. You know, we're going to go over there and help you with Christian missionaries. And that's all described in our New York Times bestseller, Plague of Corruption, which came out April the 14th, 2020. I was first on the Epoch Times, April the 8th, 2020, telling them all of this, showing them the Journal of Virology paper that showed hydrochloroquine as a prophylactic treatment strategy for HIV, for SARS, and that means it's a vaccine. Every 21 days, you got a booster shot, so the entire world could have been saved by hydrochloroquine, just as in this book, Called for Life, by Kent and Amber Brantley. He's the doctor that got infected with Ebola when Ebola was aerosolized. And this was in the summer of 2014, and this was the cover-up by Tony Fauci of the William Thompson Confession. After 15 years, that MMR giving blacks and people of color, Hispanics, before the age of 3, had a 2 to 4 times greater risk of getting autism or severe neurodevelopmental disease from that shot. So yes, MMR is susceptible populations, 3 RNA viruses that contain autism. So what does Tony Fauci do? Oh, he released contagious Ebola on black people to take everybody's attention away, just like the game they played in COVID, to take everybody's attention away from the corruption. We caught them. Not we, Judy Mikovits, the royal we, Children's Health Defense, the High Wire, the Informed Consent Action Network. Lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit. Proved that vaccines are not safe, have never been tested since 1989, not a single double-blind placebo-controlled study, safe study, has been done as required by federal law by the HHS. That was the proof in the fall of 2019. Was COVID started because they cloned the deadly H1N1 in 2005? Cloned from people who died in the Spanish flu? It's all here and in our latest book, Ending Plague, because we tell you the solutions are there. We tell you ozone therapy, we tell you type 1 interferon, and we tell you peptide T and immune modulation peptides could have stopped AIDS, could have stopped all of these diseases. And the biggest thing our books tell you is that never again get another injection, and you will live, and we as a world will experience health. There you have it. And if I'm not mistaken, they locked her up because of this. They did not want this to get out. The public is being warned. Will they try smallpox next, or is this another distraction? Vials labeled smallpox found at vaccine research facility in Pennsylvania. Strange Sounds has a note here. The next pandemic is smallpox? Question mark. Okay. Several vials labeled smallpox have been found at a vaccine research facility in Pennsylvania, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Tuesday. There's no indication that anyone has been exposed to the small number of frozen vials, the CDC said in a statement emailed to CNN. As I said, these are deep state people. They have made a statement. Here it is. We've got it. Now, you want it? Back off, right? I got a link here. The frozen vials labeled smallpox were incidentally discovered by a laboratory worker while cleaning out a freezer in a facility that conducts vaccine research in Pennsylvania. CDC, its administration partners, and law enforcement are investigating the matter, and the vials' contents appear intact, the CDC added. The laboratory worker who discovered the vials was wearing gloves and a face mask, and we will provide further details as they're available. And there's a link there. Smallpox, also known as variola, was declared eradicated in 1980 by the World Health Organization after a concerted global vaccination effort. Before that, the virus, which passes easily from person to person, infected 15 million people a year and killed about 30% of them. The last known outbreak in the U.S. was in 1947. In 2014, employees of the National Institutes of Health found 6 vials of smallpox in an unused storage room as they packed up a lab in the NIH Bethesda, Maryland campus to move it. 2 of the vials contained viable virus. The CDC said at the time there was no evidence anyone had been exposed to the contents of any of the vials. Another link. Governments have argued about whether to keep samples of the virus or to destroy all known copies. Most routine vaccination stopped in 1972, but military personnel and some researchers are still vaccinated. The CDC recommends that people get smallpox boosters every 3 to 5 years to stay protected, although at least one study indicated vaccinated people may have at least some immunity for life. Okay, and then Terry McGinley found this on Twitter, sent it to us on November the 13th, 2021. Boom. This is it. The U.S. government is definitely going to release smallpox. Up to approximately 113 million of oral TPOXS targeted for delivery to the U.S. government in the fourth quarter. That's where we are. And there's a link there. MarketScreener.com. Up to approximately 113 million of oral TPOXX targeted for delivery to the U.S. government in the fourth quarter. Approximately 13 million of international sales for the first 9 months of 2021. Corporate update conference call today at 4:30 p.m. ET. On November the 4th, 2021, New York, Siga Technologies Incorporated, NASDAQ Siga, a commercial stage pharmaceutical company, today reported financial results for the 3 and 9 months ended September 30th, 2021. Siga's financial results for the first 9 months of 2021 include approximately $13 million of international sales, which represents a more than fourfold increase in comparison to the comparable period in 2020. Additionally, we continue to work with Meridian in a new foreign jurisdiction towards finalizing an order that would be similar in size to the initial orders received from Canada in 2020 and early 2021. The timing of the completion of the order has been and may continue to be impacted by COVID-19 pandemic, said Phil Gomez, CEO of Siga. Looking forward to the fourth quarter of 2021, we are coordinating with our supply chain to deliver up to approximately $113 million in total of oral TPOXX to the U.S. government, almost 30% of which was delivered in October. This progress highlights the strong and growing revenue base of TPOXX, as well as its continuing importance in orthopox health security preparedness. So, according to the article that we're going to share, the deep state had already done a mock simulation of a widespread smallpox pandemic back in 2001. It was codenamed Dark Winter. That's been mentioned by political people. I think even Biden has mentioned it, right? I believe it was a threat. And now they are prepared to give the leftists a pass, knowing that the right-wing people don't trust them and won't receive the CV vaccines, right? So they're doing something to prepare themselves, okay? However, it's deadly in itself. So, okay, here, 11-7-21, the Storm Rider posted, Dark Winter. Now you understand why Bill Gates is talking about a smallpox terror attack. It's all planned. The final stages of the deep state plan are getting ready to hit. Their final chess moves of more lockdowns, more bioweapon release, a controlled collapse of food, gas, supply chain, and weather weapons are coming. Okay, link to that. Deep State unleashes smallpox. This was Missy Pollock, 10-23-19. I dreamed about something having to do with blankets. My thought in the dream was, they're going to do something like they did to the American Indians. And then I woke up, and what came to me is the deep state is going to do something that is going to appear to be helping people, but instead it will be to kill people. Yes, that's their history. The dream is just a parable. They aren't going to repeat what was done before by using blankets infected with smallpox to kill people. But my thought is they could just unleash smallpox through a more modern method upon people, if they want it to spread quickly, like we are hearing it's coming quickly, right? So here's the article. The vaccine was designed to kill the parents so they could have all the children. Well, you know about their lust for children, right? They're a bunch of pedophiles. And what they're delivering from all the underground cities before they collapse them is children that have been used and abused. A rotten bunch. This was a reader post to this dream on Operation Disclosure by Scottish Castle. And it was sent to UBM by Diane Steva, 11-13-21. In this dream, actually, is this dream actually a nightmare? Sometimes a dream will tell you the truth that no one wants to know. The reader said, in a recent dream, I was walking down a long, wide, tall hallway. The floor, walls, and ceiling were all stone. I knew I was traversing the third floor long hallway from the stairs to the huge balcony overlooking the large courtyard and the fields beyond in front of this majestic Scottish-style castle. I was puzzled at first about the noises I heard coming from the balcony door that was about 100 feet in front of me. The closer I got, the louder the noise got. And as I approached the doorway and stepping onto the balcony, I finally realized it was the sound of children crying. Thousands of children crying. As I stepped further onto that balcony, I was awestruck by the sheer number of children I saw. I saw children crying by the tens of thousands in the courtyard and immediate fields in front of me. And then I looked to both sides and realized this castle was surrounded by hundreds of thousands of crying children from infants to teenagers. I then heard a voice off my left shoulder, and he, that is the Lord, said all their parents perished from the COVID vaccine. They are all alone now. Notice they perished from the COVID vaccine, right? Not only are the deep state injections causing children to lose their parents, but they are also going to cause a mass die-off and a crippling and a maiming of children into the future. There will be a great suffering for all those that survive these atrocities committed by the Satanist deep state, who are determined to sacrifice as many as they can to their god Satan in exchange for maintaining their world power and dominance. But it's not working. For some reason, Satan must be overruled. I awoke at that point. Thankfully, I laid there and reran the whole dream through my mind a couple of times. In another dream last night, I was back on that balcony, and the children were still weeping, and I heard that voice off my left shoulder from him, that is the Lord, and he said the vaccine was designed to kill the parents so they could have all the children. Is this why they are pushing the vaccines to get the children, all of the children? You know who they are. We hear about them every day. They are the deep state, the Satanists, or whoever labels, whatever label you choose to use for evil. Okay, so the deep state Satanists would definitely have access to many more children in the orphanages and the foster care system because of the mass die-offs. Now, here's an interview, I'll put a link here, that Stu Peters did with a young lady in her late 20s named Allie Carter, who was introduced into this system at a very young age by her mother. It's titled, Obama and Biden Raped Me. Powerful Elites, Celebs, Demonic Sex Abuse Ring. She's speaking out about her experiences and naming high-profile names. Well, okay. We have one more article here that I think is pretty important. Witches using witchcraft to spread the plague. Okay. And we know that this is true. Our own deep state here, our own faction here, who have the same demons as the deep state in the government, they use witchcraft to try to send plague to people. Isaac Payne had this revelation on 10/27/21. In this dream, I was in some type of brick government building about three stories high. I was translated to the second floor of this building, where there were a bunch of desks and offices that didn't have walls. They were all in an open concept style. This room also joined another room that looked like a ballroom used to host events. There were women working feverishly, answering calls at the desks and running around delivering supplies to other desks and collaborating with the other female workers. It was utter pandemonium on the second floor. I remember phones were ringing off the hook, as every one of them were just a bunch of busybodies. And he said, this reminds me of, this reminds me of Eve's dream of the workers in the kingdom working feverishly on the second floor of the kingdom warehouse to round up all the dogs because they were putting them to death, right? Isaac's dream here is showing us the flip side of that dream. The enemies of God are also working feverishly to fight against God's kingdom and his elect. As I continued to observe, I started seeing a few of these women workers slithering like snakes from one end of the room to the other. They slithered extremely fast and in straight lines, using neither their hands nor feet. What they used to propel themselves while slithering was their long black tongues. They would lick the floor as they slithered. The only power they have is their witchcraft, words and prayers, right? Yeah. At this point in time, they could not see me as I was invisible to them. As I observed, I began to understand why everyone was working so feverishly in a group effort. They were in distress because the plague they previously released on the world did not take effect as they had hoped, and they were trying to conjure up the strength of this plague back to its original form. However, there was nothing they could do to bring back to life their original plan of mass destruction. You know, man-made plagues don't last in nature, from what I understand. And so what happened at Wuhan quickly began to deteriorate. Okay. And currently, Biden's vaccine mandate is being struck down and ruled against by OSHA and the 5th and 6th District Courts in the state of Tennessee. The governor just passed a bill making the vaccine mandates illegal. And this is beginning to happen in many other states, too. So, thank God. So, they've got to do something else. They have to have a threat to keep the alliance off of them, right? I then saw the witches divert to Plan B. In a panic, they began to speak cursing over the public and then created a potion and poured the contents into a squirt bottle. I remember seeing a glimpse of the periodic table and seeing the chemicals added together to create something called thylutine or toluene or something to that regards, right? I'm not sure. Whatever it was, it did start with a T. And this represents, we think, the worst plague that they are planning to replace COVID-19 with. I watched the witches spread out individually as each of them went to their own designated area. They began to spray many doorknobs in high traffic areas. The intent of these precise locations was because of the population density. The witches knew people would come into contact with the doorknobs and spread this conjured plague. It has been proven that they have created the vaccines to be able to penetrate the eyes, nasal membranes, and even penetrate the skin through aerosolized particles. And as I watched the contents come into contact with the doorknobs, it began to instantly rust and corrode the door handles and doorknobs. And afterward, I watched as black mold began to grow on the surfaces of everything the plague touched. The scene changed, and I was back on the second floor of the building, and the joy of the Lord instantaneously fell upon me in the midst of these atrocities. I began to praise, speak in tongues, and jump up and down, thanking God for the day that He had made and the provisions that He has given. Well, this is how God defeated the enemies of Jehoshaphat, remember? He told them to send the praisers out ahead of the army, and then God defeated the enemies of Israel for them through the praises of His people. 2 Chronicles 20, 14 through 25. This time the witches could see me as they were still slithering on the floor with their black tongues. I walked up to them with great boldness and started praising God in front of them. I was saying, "This is the day the Lord has made. He is God and God alone." I shouted many other praises in front of the witches. They instantly stopped their slithering and looked at me with total confusion. One of the witches stood before me in shock. She had black, purplish hair, pale skin, and was wearing a long black dress and a black pointed witch's hat. At this point, all of their evil, feverish work halted. The entire floor of witches stood confounded and halted in their progress that they had made spreading this potion or plague. You know, there is an angel called Jeruel, who stands above me in the balcony at my house. And he too goes out and he fights for UBM with our praises. We have watched him go and fight as we command or send the angels to do certain jobs. Normally, in our meetings, we've had three in my house when we've had meetings there. Three angels that go forth and do this work. And they go and they come back very quickly because it doesn't take them long. So I walked up, he went on to say, I walked up to the head witch and began to praise God in front of her. She couldn't slither anymore because she was confused and her attention was on me. She had blonde hair and seemed dyed pale skin, pale blue eyes, and a long black tongue, and wearing all black garments. She seemed to be younger, in her late 20s. I looked at her and said, "Blessed be the God of all the universe. The earth is His footstool." I was shouting and clapping and jumping up and down and smiling as His peace was upon me, surpassing all understanding. She began to yell and to argue with me, saying, "Your God is not more powerful than mine." "No, He's not." She was incoherently babbling the same things over and over. I looked right at her and said, "My God created your God, and at no point did He intend to share His power with your God. My God is sovereign, and the beginning and the end has already been fulfilled. Your God has already been judged." That's a good one. Then I said one last thing to her. "You will submit to Jesus." She couldn't even function for disbelief, confusion, and amazement. Well, their God is Satan, and he has already been defeated. And we know it's in the Word, right? The second floor of witches could not pick up where they left off conjuring their evil plague because I was praising God uncontrollably. The praising of God also fixed all the doorknobs that were saturated with His potion, with this potion, and all doorknobs became as brand new. Praising God halted all their wicked plans. And then I woke up. Well, let's remember the power that is in our praises. The demons hate true praise that glorifies God. It will put them to flight every time. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. And then a little article here by Angelica Garza, 10/29/21. Be anxious for nothing. I felt to share what the Lord was saying to me when I was finishing up on a word study on anxiety. He said, don't allow Satan to get you to be anxious. He wants to draw you in different directions so that your heart, mind, and will and emotions are divided from God. Satan does not want you to give your full attention to our relationship and your purpose. The time is short, and he will use your emotions to prevent you from bearing fruit and from having faith and believing the truth of my word. If you're looking at your emotions, moved by them, you are walking by sight, and you will be blind. You will be unable to have peace and unable to enter into my rest. You will always be double-minded and unable to receive from me. This will ultimately cause you to be drawn away from me, alienated from my life, and be counted as an unbeliever. It is of most importance that you be continually in prayer, asking me for all that I said I would provide for you. For I care for you. I desire to have communion with you, to interface, to connect with you, my daughter. I desire to hear your heart and answer your requests. There's no shame in asking me for everything. I am the provider and sustainer of all life and of my children. I desire that you show me thankfulness for my great love for you. Praise me and worship me. I am your sustainer. I am supreme. Humble yourself as my creation. The creation cannot sustain itself. Cry out to me, and I will give you the life that you desire in me. Without me, all things are meaningless and without purpose. I am your life. I am your breath. And when you do this, your life will have meaning again. It will be whole and undivided. Your mind will be sound, and you will not fear. You will be fully assured when you awake, when you sleep, and when you go out, and when you come in. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No curse can come upon you. You will have a perfect peace when your mind is solely stayed on me. You will be confident in the knowledge of your salvation and in the giftings that I have given you. You will be content in all things. You will want for nothing. You will be filled with my spirit continually, and you will be fully assured that I have called you and of where you are and of who you are. And you will find your place in the body as my daughter or my son, as we know. You will prosper in all that you do so long as you are looking to me to sustain you and to keep you. The peace that you desire surpasses and is above everything that you can see with your eyes and what you can feel with your senses and emotions. It is real. It is tangible to the spirit man. It surrounds the one who trusts me beyond their own ability to comprehend what I have planned. I said, lean not on your own understanding because it is weak and limited. I give you your mental capacity and designed it. Should not the creation submit to its designer, its creator? My grace is sufficient for you. Your weakness is my glory. I am glorified in your weaknesses. If you had no weaknesses, you would not need me. Well, that's the Lord, you know, is constantly putting us in a position of weakness so that we can turn to him, right? How soon am I forgotten by my children when they have strength? Glory in your weaknesses, for in it my power is shown to all. Guard your heart, guard your thoughts, your mind, submit your will and emotions to me. I don't exchange my truth for lies. Satan wants to invade your mind and destroy the fruit that my son paid for you to have. Is it not precious? Is not my nature longed for and most beloved? Does it not bring peace? Does it not bring joy? There is none like me. Should it not be guarded with truth and faith? Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of life eternal. War against the enemy and do not submit your mind, will, and emotions to him, or he will become your master. If you believe me at my word, then you will receive my peace. You will not be distracted with the things that I said I would do for you, if you let me. In my son is peace. He is the Prince of Peace. My beloved son, stay connected to the vine. Well, yes, please prepare yourselves and your families for this plague. And that is the main thing, of course, is to be full of faith that you have authority over this. You have a Psalm 91, and you have a Passover lamb that was sacrificed for you, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We offer some books here that you can read that will be helpful to you. We don't make any money on these books. But we give, and it's given to us, you know, freely, like the Lord said. And we have a free book, you know, on the site, God's Vaccine, or you can order it from a publisher, which is very cheap because we don't take a cut, okay? And it's, of course, an e-book there, and it's how to be protected. What to do that will put you in a position that's above and beyond the plague, right? And, of course, you can order it in print, you know. We have a link there. And listen to some audio teachings that we call God's Vaccine, parts 1 through 6, right? They're all linked here. You can go to them. Or No Plague Be Upon You, another one. Or God's Protection from Weapons of Mass Destruction, another one. So, God has a lot of stuff on our site that'll build your faith and to bring you into right relationship with the Lord through confession of sin and repentance and so on. And, you know, in these coming days, you don't want to get out from under the blood. The Passover is for those under the blood. You don't want to get out from under the blood. You need to constantly stay up with right relationship to God, confessing your sins one to another, praying one for another, and like we just read, praising and giving thanks to God, because we're bragging on Him. We're bragging on Him that He's already taken care of this problem. He's already delivered us out of the power of darkness that these witches do. He's already healed us, by whose stripes you were healed. If you realize that this has already been done and that you're not waiting on God, He's waiting on you to pick up these swords of the Spirit and do something with them, right? Amen. Well, Father, we thank you so much for the people that you have out there that are giving wisdom concerning these things. Some people are just running scared and they listen to the crazies out there. But we thank you, Lord, that you have already given a solution to this. Much of what we've said here is for the sake of, I would say, people who don't necessarily believe that the Lord Jesus has already healed us. So we don't care what we run into. We don't have to study it or anything like that. we're able to give advice to other people concerning the things that we know and correct them concerning things that we know. But our solution is the same no matter what plague is being thrown around out there, you know. And by the way, we know through the book of Revelation that this is not the end. It's the beginning. It's going to get worse. And people want to live in order to prosper in the Lord and grow up in Him. Okay? You want your children to live. Teach your children the Word of God. Not the apostates who are the target of some of this stuff. The preachers who have sent their people, I'm talking about so-called Spirit-filled churches and many non-Spirit-filled churches, have sent their people to get these shots, these murderous shots. And progressively, people are dropping dead and being totally injured. And guess who did that? This false, evil leadership who does not believe the Word of God. Judgment will come to these people. There's blood on their hands. Going to Bible school does not prepare you to be over the people of God. To him that overcometh will I give authority, the Lord says. Overcometh what? Overcometh unbelief, overcometh religion, overcometh the things that are contrary to what the plain promise of God says. There's nothing more clear in the Word than that God has provided immunization for these diseases freely, without cost. It's by faith. Nothing is more clear in the Word of God. Why do they have to tear up and shred most of the Word of God in order to do what they do? They're like the Pharisees. They had no power. The things that have been are the things that shall be. They have no power, and therefore they're subject to man's power. And anybody that leans on man's power, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. That's what the Lord says. Cursed. Oh, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Please awaken your people in so many different holes of bondage. Please, Lord, waken your people. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, God bless you. Thank you again for joining us today, and keep us in prayer. And we are certainly praying for you. And God loves you, and we love you. Good night.